Ellison Marks was very aware when she started carving a totem pole to honor her grandfather that this isn't a job typically done by Tlingit women.
But it's part of the evolution of the culture.
Marks has been an active part of that evolution. Her artwork often blends traditional Tlingit culture and design with modern images. That often ends in humorous cultural collisions like internet memes on a hand drum, or a panel depicting an iconic image of Burt Reynolds lying naked on a bearskin rug.
I try to incorporate humor in my work to draw the viewer in and hopefully shed some light on maybe different aspects of the culture that aren't immediately apparent to people who might not be too familiar with Tlingit people.
Marks started to work on the totem pole under the guidance of her mentor, David A. Boxley, in Kingston, Washington. They chose a 10-foot-tall red cedar that was later shipped to Yakutat. Marks says carving the totem pole took months of hard work.
I was carving in the winter outside in a tent that my father built for me to work in, and it would be so cold while I was out there carving that my coffee would freeze in the mug.
The totem pole and the sacred raising ceremony last Saturday commemorated the life of John Bremner Sr. He was born in 1912 and built the house in Yakutat that the totem pole now stands alongside.
And he was just one of those great, great men of that age where he was, you know, always helping the community, always really involved. And in my life, you know, he really influenced sort of my connection to my Tlingit heritage.
When Marks decided to honor her grandfather with a totem pole, she knew she wanted to carve his clan crest and a figure representing him and his coffee-loving personality.
So we put the raven on top and my grandfather just below the raven, and my grandfather is holding a thermos of coffee.
Marks says building the totem pole was a transformative experience for her. She's honored to have made a totem pole for her grandfather, the Yakutat community, and her family.
One of my cousins was saying, you know, he can't wait to go and just sit and have coffee with it. You know, coffee with Grandpa, who also has his coffee.
Marks says she's itching to create more totem poles alongside her future work. In February, Marks' latest work will be exhibited in the Anchorage Museum. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa.